This is Eddie Holmes reporting for 91.1 WZBT Gettysburg College Radio. This summer, a group of music students, faculty, and alumni traveled to Bali, Indonesia to conduct research on the musical and cultural practices found on the island. My topic explores the responsibilities of the young adult service groups in each village, known as the Muda Mudi. In a fleet of mopeds of varying color and model, the Muda Mudi arrive at the Wantalon and park their vehicles, making conversation with one another as they approach the stage of the outdoor performance space. These young adults, all men, constitute the Muda, whereas Mudi refers to the young women of the community. Wayan Rockman, who lives in another banyar or village to the west, serves as a mentor to the young adults of his local Muda Mudi.
Now I'm supervisor of the youth organization. Muda Mudi.
Yeah.
He speaks about an older iteration of the youth organization.
Traditionally, if you're talking about in the old days, it was called Do Truno. Doho is for the girls and Truno is for the guys.
This long-standing Balinese tradition of passing values to the young adults was recently renamed from the Daha Taruna to the Muda Mudi in the past 2 decades to match the name of similar organizations throughout Indonesia. In Bali, the Muda Mudi of each banyar have various obligations closely connected to what the community needs.
Participate in music and dance,
mm-hmm.
although the nature of the membership is more voluntarily rather than obligations. So you would have one main group in the village, every village, which is connected to the adat, which is the community.
Right, yeah.
So they have the obligation.
This practice of assisting the community voluntarily and without compensation instills Balinese values such as responsibility and cooperation for the betterment of the banyar in the younger generation, with the end goal being that they understand their duty to the community before they are married and officially enter adulthood.
You have to be high school, 17 years old.
You have to be 17?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So 17 until you get married.
From age 17 until they are married, the young adults are tasked with duties like cleaning and taking care of community spaces, fundraising for the banyar, and assisting with events like weddings and other ceremonies as waiters and waitresses, all in the hopes that these tasks will help them to better understand what is expected of them when they are adults.
The new generations that would carrying out these traditional values. So if you have that kind of organization, it's easier to teach them because you have no organization, you have leaders, and they've given certain responsibilities so that they start learning about the tradition as early age as possible.
Great.
Membership in the Muda Mudi is a well-respected rite of passage for most Balinese youth. As Laura Nazlepi mentions in her paper, Bazaar, Big Kites, and Other Boys Things, Distinctions of Gender and Tradition in Balinese Youth Culture, the social emphasis among young people is to be perceived as being a cool kind of kid, anak agul, in one's own community of consociates, and of being respectable in the wider community of the banyar. This leads to the majority of young adults in each banyar participating.
And because the community is like it's a learning place. In a community, is like a school. Mm-hmm. This is where you learn everything about what is it like to be a Balinese. Mm-hmm.
Another large part of membership in the organization is recreational activities like kite flying, soccer, dancing, and playing gamelan. Nyoman Adnyana, one of the organizers of an annual kite festival held in southern Bali, says, in Nazlepi's article, "It is better that we support the young people's creativity, give them something to do other than drinking, using drugs, or things like that. Better they work together and learn discipline through making and flying their kites." Nyoman Swadin teaches music to the young men of his banyar in Karabitan.
What does the group have to do in terms of music and gamelan and stuff like that? What are their obligations?
Actually, we have a couple of musicians, they're the older musicians, like Pak Suro. They have a young musician, like them, they have a younger musician. So they treat but depend, you know, the first gamelan come to the oldest. If doesn't make it, come to the muda mudi.
Mm-hmm.
If doesn't make it, come something the youngest one. If they don't have anything, that's just, you know, inviting friends to join them. Sometimes they do join each other.
The hierarchy of groups allows the musicians of the muda mudi to learn and play a lot of exciting and new gamelan repertoire. I then asked Nyoman how many individuals are members of the muda mudi.
More than 60 people. I want the non-active 20, active is 40. Okay. I don't know what non-active is, but I
don't
know.
Non-active?
Yeah. It's
non-active.
I put anything active again.
Yeah.
Oh, they have schools, work, you know.
It's lazy.
Son of a bitch.
Nyoman laughs at an unemployed member of the muda mudi sitting beside him. Members are considered active or non-active depending on if they are working a full-time job or going to school, like Wyan, who was considered non-active during his time at Gettysburg College, but was expected to be active and participate when in Bali for the summer. In addition to helping out with events and fundraising in the Banyar, the members of the muda mudi are close friends and participate in rituals like playing soccer every day, playing billiards, and collaborating to play and dance traditional gamelan compositions. These activities and the close mentorship with adults in the Banyar help the young adults to learn the essentials of Balinese citizenship and duty prior to marriage, while also being helpful in the community and staying out of trouble. The organization serves to provide members with a recreational, social, and educational environment linked closely to the community. Reporting for 91.1 WZBT Gettysburg College Radio, this is Eddie Holmes.